don't mind.
Before we get to tonight, just thoughts on being named the first star of the week.
Yeah, it's an honor. Honor to be named. And yeah, me and my team, we had a good week, and I was able to produce some good things on the ice, and that was kind of a reward from a good week.
What do you like about your game right now?
I think after the loss against was it against Tampa, we had a meeting, and I think after that, all the games we've been playing pretty well. Just try to be simple and more aggressive, and just try to finish our checks, and just try to be pretty, play hard.
Patrick, how special a player is Mark Scheifele and the opportunity you've had to play with him this season to help get you ready for North American hockey as well as you have?
Yeah, he's an awesome player. It's so easy to play with him. He can see the ice so well. He can make quick smart passes, and he can also score like everybody has seen. So it's been a nice opportunity to play with him and just get to know him.
So the matchup against Austin, I guess everybody looks at this all the time. Do you still think about this at all, or?
I think we're playing against Toronto. I don't know. I'm not sure, but I don't care. I think the media is just trying to make a bigger deal out of that. And yeah, we're focused on playing against the Maple Leafs, and that's our job.
Sidney Crosby and Alex Ovechkin have been dealing with this for more than 10 years, and the comparisons every time they play and their games are so different. Do you think that you and Austin would be in the same situation for maybe, I know you're not in the same conferences, but for the next 10 years or so?
I don't know. It's just two games against Toronto this season, so I think it's always a good thing, and I think the media will kind of make a big deal out of this, comparisons and all kinds of stuff, but I don't have to think about that. I'm just thinking about my game and how can I improve my game.
But you don't see much sort of talk between the Winnipeg Jets and the Maple Leafs because you're in different conferences and you play so infrequently. But tonight's game actually is a huge game for both teams based on where you are.
We're gonna need the points. I know that. We're in a tight spot, and we're close to the playoff spot. So we're gonna need every point that we can get. And yeah, it's a huge game for everybody. And hope that just we can win.
Patrick, what part of your game do you think is superior to Austin's? Is better than Austin's?
I don't know. That's a hard one. I think both of us are good players, and I don't like comparing myself to him, because like somebody said, we're different players, and I just want to focus on my game.
Is there anyone you do measure yourself against whose game is more comparable, do you feel like, to yours? Because every player has pride and wants to be the best and wants to, that means being better than other guys. Is there anyone you look at and kind of measure yourself against them?
I don't think so. Just try to be better every day. And yeah, my goal is to be the best player someday. And yeah, it's a lot of work ahead of me, but I just wanna work hard, and hopefully I can be the best someday.
Patrick, this is one of the best NHL rookie classes in recent memory. You're leading the rookie scoring race right now. What would a Calder Trophy mean to you?
Yeah, it's. It would be a nice surprise and a nice reward after the season. But the season is still on, and there's a lot of games left. So yeah, but it's been a good season so far, and just try to continue producing those good things on the ice, and hopefully I can help my team to get to the playoffs.
You mentioned surprise. Do you feel like an underdog in the Calder race?
I don't know. I don't really care. I don't think about that. If I'm not getting the Calder, I don't really mind. But yeah, it would be a nice surprise.
Do you look around and see what Matthews is doing, what Marner's doing, what Lorenzi's doing, Matt Murray, that whole group together?
Not much. Just if I'm watching a game at the hotel room or something, and they're playing, obviously I'm seeing how they're doing, but I'm not looking at the stats or anything. Just try to focus on this team and daily basis.
You never look at like league-wide stats, stuff like that?
Not much. No? Not much.